So we saw last time, guys, we saw last time that the Gemara, that if, guys, if you follow the Gemara, so we saw that in the Gemara, the simple pshat is that there's a machloket about HaMelech HaMishpat, right? Sorry. A machloket about HaMelech HaKadosh, whether you have to repeat. No machloket about HaMelech HaMishpat, right? And then a machloket LaHalacha, whether this is L'chadchil or B'diavad. So potential positions that we have are either the majority positions that Yosef quotes it, which is you have to repeat for both HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, or possibly you don't have to repeat for either, or in the Gemara, the possibility that if you have to repeat, the only one you have to repeat for is HaMelech HaMishpat and not HaMelech HaKadosh.
I still find that one really weird, because I've always thought of HaMelech HaKadosh as an important one.
Right, and now I'm telling you that this is why it's important to start from the beginning, right? Because once you, when you go from the Gemara, so far we have made it through the Gemara, the Tur, and the Beit Yosef, and we are at the point where the majority of you seems to be repeat for everything, right? And there was a sheet in the Gemara that you don't repeat for HaMelech HaKadosh, but you do for HaMelech HaMishpat, and we have not seen anybody suggest the position that you were all taught in school, which the Rama has. So we've got to figure out, right, as I said, right, our goal here is to figure out how you get to, how you get from the original Zerzes to Pesach. So let us continue our journey. And we noted that the reason that, according to the majority of Rishonim, saying HaMelech Oed Tzedakah Mishpat is not sufficient is because there's a fundamental grammatical distinction between HaMelech HaMishpat and HaMelech Oed Tzedakah Mishpat. Right? One is God who acts justly, the other is God who is the God of justice, or God who is justice, right? Either identity or, right, whatever. He's either justice instantiated or he is the God of justice, but he's not a God who, like, you know, right? Correct. There's a, you know, lahavdil, 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 right? There's a difference between saying that Mo likes sandwiches and Mo is a sandwich, right? Those are not the same. Those are not the thing. Same thing, right? Those are not the same grammatically.
If I consider my clothing to be part of me, then I would be more like a wrap than a
sandwich. You're overthinking this.
Aren't you a
beast? Ah, Kasha. Oh! Kasha. Okay.
This reminds me of a story of the Rebbe.
And then we already saw that the reason you have Melech is because Melech, and that was in number 6, the reason we talk about Melech is because Melech is associated with Mishpat. Okay. Hello. How you doing? Okay.
Back at the basement.
Yeah. Okay. Now, just briefly, I want you to see that in number 8, I just want you to notice that, again, the majority view is that you do not repeat for the other editions, but you should just know that Tosfot actually quotes a position that Tzarech Lachlom HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat V'im Lo Amar Machzir Noto V'chein Zachreinu Michamocha V'Ktov B'Sefer Chaim L'Chaim V'Sefer Chaim Machzir Noto V'im Lo Amar. Right, he quotes a position that even the other 4 editions, if you miss them, you repeat. Because you changed Shmoneh Esrei. Now he notes at the end, Rabbi Chananel disagrees, right? Rabbi Chananel says, Katav de'in machzir anto, mikol otan advarim, de'lo pasuk v'sefer v'feresh, v'hevi raya l'dvarav. Right, since these aren't explicit, right, in the Gemara, right, these are a later edition, and this is how we paskin. But I want to point out that if you're following the tradition of Psak, you have positions in major Rishonim that for everything you repeat, forget, right? So now we have yet another position that you repeat for everything, including the additions, which we don't paskin like, but okay. You repeat for both, which seems to be the majority, but not for the 4 additions, right? And a pshita in the Gemara, which says that you repeat for HaMelech HaMishpat, but not for HaMelech HaKadosh. And again, we have yet, as of yet, nobody who says what we might do, what you were probably told in school. I didn't say that's what we do yet.
I do
something else, as we will see. I am very not comfortable with this particular psak of the Rama. Okay, But look at the Rashba, number 9. The Rashba says, Kol shana kula mitpalel adam hakel hakadosh v'oev mishpat, v'oev mishpat, chutz min Rosh Hashanah, v'ad yom ha-kippurim. Shemit balin, ha-melech ha-kadosh v'ha-melech ha-mishpat, v'lazer omar afilu omar hakel hakadosh yatsa. Okay, right? That was the Gemara? Yeah, so far there's the quote of the Gemara. Second line. Yesh lefareish tibilechatchila plige. So he said, it's possible that there's a totally different way to read this. And that is that nobody thinks you need to repeat if you forget. That both of them are only lechatchila. And I, what's the machloket Relazar and Rabba Bar Chanina Safa, whether the ideal is Akel or Amelech, but everyone agrees that all of this lechatchila doesn't really matter. Right? The Rav says, ideally, say, HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. The Rav says, ideally, say, HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech HaMishpat. The Rav says, ideally, say, HaMelech HaKadosh HaMelech. He agrees that HaMelech HaMishpat is Lechatchila. But by HaMelech HaKadosh, he thinks that even Lechatchila, you shouldn't say it. You should say HaKel HaKadosh. V'hadinokat Yatza. What's the problem with that language? As Mo said last time. That's not what yatsa means. Yatsa means, ideally, you should say HaMelech HaKadosh, but if you didn't, it works. Where the Rashba flips it on his head and says, yatsa means, this is what you should do ideally, and if you do the other one, you're yotzei. Which is not how the words go. He says, you're right, lav dafka. What's lav dafka? No, lav dafka is, it wasn't precise. It wasn't specific. don't worry about the words too much. Don't worry.
Wait, but one more thing.
Vilomar, the Rav Palagalei Saver Delo Yotza. He said, maybe because Rav held your not Yotze. El Mishra Lazar Matir Bein Bahachi Bein Lahachi. Lazar allows both ways. El Nichle Minkav Lazar Amar Akel HaKadosh. The Mashqa, the Daf Gahachi, the Law Melech. He didn't want to say Akel HaKadosh because that would imply that you have to. You don't have to. Right? So now we have yet another position, which is that everybody agrees HaMelech HaMishpat, you should say. And Rilazar, and according to the Rashba, nobody thinks you need to repeat for HaMelech HaKadosh. Rabbi Bar Chanina Saba says, it's better to say HaMelech HaKadosh, but if you don't, it's fine. And Rabbi Lazar says, it's better to say HaKel HaKadosh, but if you say HaMelech HaKadosh, it's fine. But nobody thinks you have to repeat for HaMelech HaKadosh. No, for HaMelech HaMishpat, you do. Or at least that's Lechatchila, right? So now, it's got even worse. Because now you look at the Rashba, and we have another possibility, which is that nobody ever thought you had to repeat for HaMelech HaKadosh. The only question is whether you even bother saying it, or you should say HaKel HaKadosh. But everyone, the one thing that everybody agrees to is that ideally, you should say HaMelech HaMishpat.
Ideally.
Whether you have to repeat, maybe not. But everybody agrees that the most important one is HaMelech HaMishpat. HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. Maybe it's important, maybe it's not important, maybe you don't have to repeat, maybe it's not even the right thing to do at all, right? Right? Now the Rashba himself says at the end, two lines at the bottom, Mikomakam Hadulazar Yatza Lomashmach. And he said, I don't buy that. Simple pshat is like the riff that you repeat for both. Yes? Right? And he says, the word yatza doesn't mean what you just said. That's not coherent. What you just said, that's not what the word yatza means. That's not how things work in life. The word yatza means not ideal, but it works post facto, not this is what you should do, and the other one works. That's not how words work. Let's go over how language works. Language doesn't work that you say the opposite of what you mean and expect me to know what you're saying. Right? That's not how things work. So the halacha, he rejects this read. The Rashba raised the possibility that yatsa maybe meant this is ideal, and the other one is not ideal.
Wait, but what did yatsa originally mean?
Yatsa means you fulfill your obligation, which usually means post facto. Like, it's not ideal, but if you did it, it's okay. He says, no, this is the best, and the other one is okay also. And he's like, that's not how words work. So, no. And therefore, he paskins like the riff that you repeat for...
Different. If you're saying that you fulfilled it,
what do you mean? One is ideal and one is not ideal. It's just that post facto, you don't have to repeat.
One's for the evidence of the
Yeah.
One is after the fact, you fulfill the
next. Right, the way he wanted to read Yatsa is that the ideal is HaKel HaKadosh, but if you said HaMel HaKadosh, that would also be okay. He's like, but that's not what the word Yatsa means. Yatsa means this is the second, this is the Bidyavad possibility, not Lechatchila, and he flipped Lechatchila and Bidyavad. Right? Oh. Right? So, but he says, no, I don't agree with it. I paskin like the Rif. Now, what does the Rif say? Now, we've already seen the Rif, but just for methodology, I wanted to put it on the page, right? So remember, the Beit Yosef, again, this is what you would have to do if you want to be responsible. So what do you need to do? The Beit Yosef says, I paskin this way because the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh paskin like it. So you would look at 10, what does the Rif do? So the Rif, look two lines from the end of the Rif in number 10. The asikna, that's always the key word you're looking for, if it's there, which is what's asikna? Asikna is we conclude, but yes, we paskin. Here, but you can share with mine. With vasikna, the hilchata melcha kadoch, shva melcha mishpat, umida sikna hachi, and since this is our conclusion, shmamina, the letter Lazar, that we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, the amara kela kadosh vakela mishpat yatza, alalo yatza. Right now, he assumes, interestingly, that Rilazar was actually challenging both. That he thought, b'diavad, you could say Akel HaKadosh, and Akel HaMishpat. Akel HaMishpat. You notice the difference? Right? So what does he think? He goes, so he, first of all, said, L'halacha, what does the Rif say? You have to say, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. Right? But what does he think that the reality that that statement was applying to was? That during the year, what bracha did you say? Hakel HaMishpat. Or Kel Oev Tzedakah HaMishpat. Not Melech Oev Tzedakah HaMishpat. Right? So is it true that the Rif says that you always repeat Shmon Esrei? L'halacha?
No.
Yes. No, it is. But he does open up the possibility that why is he saying that?
Because he does.
Because he thought that the original girsa upon which Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Rochina Sava are commenting is one in which is where normally you wouldn't say the words melech, right? So it's possible that it could be that the Rif is only saying this in a world where the alternative is not to say melech oivtzedakah hamishpat, but to say hakel hamishpat or hakel oivtzedakah hamishpat, right? But, again, is that what he says, l'halacha? No, l'halacha, he says, you have to repeat. Right? L'halacha, he says, you have to repeat. But the fact that there is that girsa, that nusach, in the bracha does open up the possibility that in a different girsa, you would not. Okay. Now the Milchamot in number 11, the Ramban quotes a position. V'od my Havilah Rav Yosef Amar Akel Hakadosh Vakel Hamishpat. V'Rav Amar Amelcha Kadosh Vamelcha Hamishpat. Again, the Girsa of Akel Hamishpat. The Hilchata Ke Raba. V'Mavet Hachi Lechatchila. Right. So he quotes first. And he says that, he quotes a position that what? This is only lechatchila.
Right?
Saying, HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. V'ishani lo madvin en leid, let lan raya mehacha lahadure. Right, then maybe this is, right, we have no proof that you have to go back. It's a argument of what you say, lechatchila. U'd'om ha-rabba barachana mishmei di-rav, shemitpal adam ha-melech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, v'sar ha-yamim shemein rashon li-yam ha-kiburim, lechatchila ka-amar. And maybe when we say you're supposed to say Melech HaKadosh and Melech HaMishpat, that's only Lechatchila. V'lozer Amar, Amar HaKel HaKadosh, Yatsa B'diavad, V'lo Pligi. And now he says something even more radical, and maybe there's no Machloket at all. Right? What was he saying? Right? Before we said, everyone agreed that there's a preference. Now he quotes another possibility. What's the V'lozer saying? What does Yatsa mean? Mar Amar Chada, Var Amar Chada. That you could do this, you could do that. He was saying HaMelech HaKadosh, she said HaKel HaKadosh. They both agree that you could do whichever one you want. It doesn't matter at all. Yeah, again, this is... So that's the position he quotes. And what's the Ramban's response to that? Not surprisingly. Amar HaKatev, Ha Lo Efshar. No. Lo Efshar. No. The Elo Pligi Hechi Baivi Gemara Mai Havila. If there was no machloket in the Gemara, then why does it ask for a conclusion? Right? If the whole thing was, I said one thing, you said the other, we're all just saying whatever we want. This was a discussion of like, what ice cream do you like? Right? Mo says his favorite ice cream is Hakel HaKadosh. Yes, that's his favorite.
I prefer sherbet.
He likes sherbet. Fine.
Sherbet.
Sherbet. Like sherbet. Okay, I'm not going to, no offense, Moshe, I'm not going to use you because too Moshe is going to confuse me. Right? So, Avi. What? Avi says chocolate. And now we'll say, aha! And what was the conclusion? Like, what? There's no conclusion. I mean, my, you know, there's no right answer.
The conclusion is that Moshe has class.
No. Avi's like, the answer is chocolate is the best because chocolate is objectively the best. Okay, yeah, Enochanami. Whatever. Enochanami, Enochanami. Right, but the Rajma says, I don't really understand what you're talking about. That's not how machloket work. And he says, Lamaskana, everyone agrees that you need Malchut and that we don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar. Right? And therefore, you have to go back. Okay. So, where does. So, we've seen a lot of Shittot. So, where does the Ramah get his position? Oh, the one you grew up on. Which is that if you miss Hamelech HaKadosh, you have to go back. And if you miss Hamelech HaMishpat, you don't have to, right? That's what you grew up with, Benjamin? Yes? Right? So where does the Ramah get this, right? It's not the... Let's review. It's not the simple pshat in the Gemara, right? Because the Gemara, we have three pshatim, right? Either you have to repeat for both, you have to, right? By the time you move around all the Rishonim, these were the possibilities we came out with so far. You have to repeat for both. You don't have to repeat for either. You only have to repeat for Hamelech HaMishpat. But not for for Hamelech HaKadosh, right? Or no one ever said this mattered. They were just giving you different suggestions, and none of it really matters. Those are the options. But nobody said that.
I think you just wanted to complete all the different options.
Right? So where does he get this from? So if you look at number 12. So, no. So, what?
We do not have a 12.
What? I gave you four pages.
You did?
Yes.
No, you only gave us one. Yeah.
I gave them to Moshe. I don't know what... Did they not get around the second page?
Anyone who did not get a sheet that was given to me is someone who did not approach me and that I could not find to approach.
Yeah, what? Like, where is yours?
I have all these sources memorized. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
What is number two, okay.
No. How many numbers are there? What does the number go on zero?
11.
Now, so if you... So, okay, fine. So I will read this to you then, because I would like to... So Rabbeinu Yonah goes through this entire sugya, okay? He goes through all the possibilities. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah is a contemporary of the Ramban.
Ramban?
Yes, he's living in 13th century Spain, right? So he has a commentary on the Rif on Brachot. And a lot of other important works.
What did he do that the Ramban?
What? I'm about to tell you. So first he quotes all the different positions, and he quotes the Rif, and he quotes it, right? But then at the very end of his piece, he has two important lines. And he says, Mihu. Okay? Just pay attention, okay? Mihu. However, near in hadvarim, it seems to me, she'im amar melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat, that if you said, amelech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat, Ein tzarich lechzor. You don't have to repeat. Ho'il umazkir lashon malchut. Since you said the word king, avam ein umazkir lashon malchut, tzarich lechzor. If you don't say malchut, you have to return. Masha'en gen mishayim arasha ashana mipi mori harav natre rachmana uparke. If you ever seen Neru in Reishvav, it stands for natre rachmana uparke. May God protect him and redeem him. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, no. He quotes the whole sugya, all the Rishonim, and then he says, but it seems to me that if you forget to say HaMelech HaMishpat, you're okay, because at least you said the word king. Now, someone explain to me why what he just said is not obvious lehalacha. For Yeah, yes, Avi. Gemara
doesn't say that.
So first of all, the Gemara never hints at this at all. And as we saw, there is a machloket of the Gemara about whether you have to say Amel HaKadosh. There is no machloket of the Gemara in simple pshat about Amel HaMishpat. You do have certain Rishonim who say that all of it is just L'chatchila, but nobody before, right, before him, or after him until the Ramah said, aha, but all that matters is the word Melech. So first of all, textually, it doesn't work. Second of all, as we saw from the Beit Yosef's lists of Rishonim, there is a difference between the word Hamelech, the words Hamelech, Hamishpat, and Melech, it's not called Mishpat. It's the difference between me saying that Moshe likes sandwiches and Moshe is a sandwich. Those are not the same thing, right? Right? They're just not the same thing. I understand that both of them have the word sandwich and Moshe in them, but they're not the same statement. They're not, you know. See? Thank you. Baruch Hashem. What? Right? So, and nevertheless, the Ramah comes and says, as we saw the first on Monday, and that is the halacha. Shkoyach. Ah, great. And if you look at 14, right? Look at, and it, sorry, you don't have this 14. I will just read you the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah just says, U'mikol makom b'diavadim amar amel ha-mishpat lo yachzor. Right? You should say amel ha-mishpat. But if you don't, right? Because he just says, well, the Ramah said it, so it is. Good. Now, I'm going to tell you a machloket I had with a very big Talmud Chacham. And I was talking about this halacha, and he said, but the majority of poskim say that you don't repeat if you forget Hamelech Hamishpat. I said, that is objectively wrong. I said, you have to be so unbelievably Ashkenazi-centric to say that, because the Ramah said it, and therefore the majority of poskim said it. I said, first of all, one Rishon said it. One. Ever. Two, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. So by saying majority, you are now not counting Svardim. Right?
Start from the beginning. What was the statement?
Right? He said, the majority of poskim say that you don't repeat Shmon Esrei if you forget HaMelech HaMishpat. And I said, that is objectively wrong. A, in Rishonim, that is incorrect. B, you can only say that if all you care about are Ashkenazim, and what you're saying is that the majority of Ashkenazim say this. But I said, first of all, Shulchan Aruch, not like some crazy far-out shita you've never heard of, but like Shulchan Aruch, and anyone who follows Shulchan Aruch says you do repeat. Second of all, you are wrong. Not all the Ashkenazi poskim agree with the Ramah, because the Ramah is... So remember I told you that after Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, right? Then what happened for the next 200 years? What happened? What?
Moshe Rabbeinu received the Mishnah Berurah.
Yes, exactly. So then, what? Remember I told you, what happens after that? What happens after that? There's 200 years of super commentaries, right? Written on Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham, the Taz, right? People like that. Yes? Remember, we talked about this? Yes? Yeah. So the Taz, one of the earliest sources that we have, the Taz looks at this, and he says, he quotes the whole sugya, right? So again, methodologically, right? You would now open up a Shulchan Aruch, and you say, okay, Shulchan Aruch said this, the Ramah, for some reason, follows a outlying position. Let's see what the No Say Kalim say, right? The commentaries. So the Taz says, right? He quotes the Ramah, and he says, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says, Al-Pizei Kadu Ramah She'ein Tzarech Lachzor, right? And he quotes, but then he says, but what about the tour, and what about the rush, and what about everybody else who ever lived? So then he says, V'nira li d'yesh kaluk, Dafilu benusach melech tzedakah mishpat b'chol hashana eina mishpat ikar ela tzedakah ikar. He gives another reason why the Ramah is wrong, right? Two reasons we saw in Beit Yosef, which is that melech lehit tzedakah mishpat is different from melech mishpat, because melech mishpat either means the God of justice or God who is justice, right? Which is different from God who loves justice. He says it's worse than that. Melech lehit tzedakah mishpat, it's not even God who loves justice. It's God who loves tzedakah and mishpat. So even mishpat is secondary, right? So is it really bad? Right? Ulakach malo mazgir tzedaka. What's his proof? That Mishpat is central between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What's his proof? Well, yeah, but just from the words. He says, it's not just that we say something different. What do we say? We erase tzedaka. It's not like we go from Hamelech tzedaka u'mishpat to Melech tzedaka u'mishpat. We just say Hamelech u'mishpat and erase the other word. Like, there's clearly a thematic difference going on here, right? Oh, nearly. Hefresh benem, dahinu sheish chelok ben hazmanim. Dugma ledavar beitin shalmata diyesh la yom mugbal yeshivat beitin sheyoshvim b'matzvan al sharamim en yoshvim elgen bayim b'nei adam u'mevakshim sheyoshvu v'yadunu b'neihem kenu beitin shalamala kol hashana en yoshvim ledin elam ken mevakshim imenu yitbarach machmat sheyesh kitrug shal midat hadin v'al zeh amar b'chol shana melech yitzdak o mishpat dahinu sheohev ha-mishpat al pi ha-me'orer oto lekayim mishpat kirotzon ha-me'orer masha'in kem rosh shana v'yam kirim yitbarach b'atzmo hu ha-mishpat mitzad atzmo. And he says, I have another pshat. I know you didn't catch what I just said. It says another thing. Maybe there are two types of courts. There's a court, there's an ad hoc court, right, where Moshe and Moshe are in the middle of a fight, so they need someone to weigh in and say who owns that sandwich, right? So they say, okay, Rabbi Ziering, it's sitting right here. What am I supposed to do? Fine. Who owns the Rebbe calendar? Are you happy now? Here. Shnaim Oxen Betalit here. Other Moshe, grab, pull. Shnaim Oxen Beluach, okay? So now they go to the court. Oh, you win. Okay. So they say, so they call a court. So it's me, Avi, and Michael, okay? Now, we don't normally sit in judgment, but if someone asks us a question, we convene the very prestigious Beit Din of, right, very prestigious. So he says that, and when you do, we try to act mercifully, right? That's called Melech Ohev Tzedaka U'Mishpat. Then there's a standing court. When you know, this is the time when we judge all our cases, right? That's, what is that? The Asar Yamim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where God doesn't only come to a case when the Satan comes, whatever that means, and says, God, I have a complaint. God, that's when God judges. And therefore, it's not Melech Ohev Tzedaka U'Mishpat, that if someone brings up a court case, then he will do it mercifully and with justice, but it's God who is the judge, right? And he thinks that's what it means. Hamelech HaMishpat. So what does he say, Lahalacha? So, V'nir Lahalacha, Chayven Dekaimelan Midid Desveka Shemitbalel Derech Nidava, Kidiita B'Semen Kuf Yudzayim, Minan Sheish Tafek Bracha, Ve'en Tzarech Lechabesh B'davar, Kol Shegen Kam Sheroba Derot Tzvir Lekein, Nasa Kein Latzei Yedei Kol Adeyot, V'nachon Lasot Ken Litbalel Sheni Derech Nidava, Im Lo Amar Hamelech HaMishpat, Kein Nire Lefi Aniyut, Dati. So he says, well, there's this option that you have at any point during the year. And that is called a tefillat nidava, a voluntary shmona asrei. So he says, well, here's what you should do. If you finish shmona asrei and you realize you forgot hamelech hamishpat, what should you do? Say another shmona asrei al tanai, right? Say that according to the majority of poskim, I have to repeat shmona asrei. According to the Ramah, I don't, but I'm always allowed to daven another Shmona Esrei if I want. It's called a Tzinat L'Dava. And therefore, it solves everything. And he says, in this case, there's a good reason to do it. Why? Because the Ramah is such a Shitat Yachid. Everybody else says you have to daven another Shmona Esrei. And even the Ramah says, if you want to, you can, because you always can. And therefore, the Taz says,
just do it.
Exactly. Now, this only works for what? If you finish Shmona Asrei. But if you didn't finish Shmona Asrei, you can't do that. Why? Because this, it wouldn't be a Tefillat Nedava. It would be, according to the Ramah, you're not allowed to go back because it'd be a Bracha Levatala. And according to, well, no, it's a Bracha Levatala either way. Because according to the Mechaber, if you keep going, once you realize you made a mistake, it's a Bracha Levatala because you should be going back. And according to the Ramah, you don't have to go back. So if you repeat Bracha, so during Shmona Esrei, you are in trouble. So it seems to be that even there, the Torah then, the last line he quotes, is he quotes the Torah, the Mishata v'chata melchei tzedaka u'mishpat, bin rosh alim kipirim, chozer l'birchat ha-shiva, v'haynu kodem she'akar raglav, aval achar, shakar raglav, chozer l'rosh. Right? So it seems to be that, how is he paskin? That in such a case, you go back. meaning Mi'ikra Din, we really paskin that you're supposed to repeat. If it's after Shmona Esrei, so you can repeat according to everybody. But then he just quotes the Torah, who says that if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei and you realize you forgot, that you go back. There's a simple pshat in the Taz, is that after Shmona Esrei, you should paskin, that you should say a Tfilat Nedava, which works for everybody. It's probably what you have to do, but according to the Ramah, you can. And during Shmona Esrei, it sounds like the Taz says,
Go back.
Remember, right?
This is a long spiel we're giving this person.
What?
This is a long, sounds like a long spiel we're giving this person.
Yes. So now, there is a better defense, I will be honest, to the Ashkenazi minhag, right? And that is what I mentioned briefly, and this is from Rabbi Yashiv, is to say that maybe the reason the Ramah paskens this way is because, as we saw in the Rif, what is the girsa in the Gemara that the Rif had? That what do you say during Shmona Esrei on a normal time? Hakel Oetz Dakao Mishpat. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Yashiv argues maybe the reason that all the Rishonim said that you don't repeat Shmona, that you repeat Shmona Esrei is because
they all had Hakel.
They had Hakel, right? And therefore, they really didn't have the word Melech. And what Rabbeinu Yonah is really saying, right, is in a world where the Nusach that we use in Shmona Esrei is HaMelech, Oyev Tzadako Mishpat, so then you don't have to repeat, because the real reason that everyone said you repeat is because they didn't have any Melech. Now this seems unlikely, because many of the Rishonim clearly have the Girsa Melech and jump through hoops to say, what's the difference between Melech Oyev Tzadako Mishpat and HaMelech HaMishpat? Right? So it's clear that many of the poskim who said you have to repeat were fully aware of the fact that the Nusach in Tefillah was Melech Oyev Tzadako Mishpat. Right, but this is a second defense of the Ashkenazi minhag following the Ramah. Okay, correct.
Why do we follow it? Like most people follow.
So I don't know. Remember, I told you what I'm going to show you methodologically is we're going to take a Beit Yosef, we're going to trace it up, and then we're going to trace it down. We've traced it up from the Gemara and all the Rishonim, right? The Mesik Rishonim, up to the Gemara and all the Rishonim. We came to the possibility that either you repeat for both, you repeat for neither, or if you repeat for one, it's only for a Melech HaMishpat, right? And we found the majority of Rishonim assume you repeat for everything, right? Then we traced it down, and we found that even amongst the Ashkenazi Nosei Kelim, there's a divide. There are those that follow the Ramah, like Magen Avraham, Mishneh Berurah, and then there are those like the Taz who say, if you can at all not paskin like the Ramah, don't. You know, Tefillat Nedava. And if push comes to shove, we'll maybe repeat it. So if I now ask you in the 21st century, what do you do? So this big Talmud Chacham I was talking to said, what do you mean? All the poskim say, majority of poskim say that you don't repeat. And I said to him, in order to say that, what you have to believe that Ashkenazim pretend Sephardim don't exist. And then the only question, and then you take the Mishneh Berurah's word for the consensus about what we do in relation to the Ramah, and the Mishneh Berurah says that we prospect the Ramah, and that is what you call majority. And admittedly, that is what most Ashkenazi, quote-unquote, poskim will tell you. It's some version of what I just said.
That sounds great to me, Rob.
What?
That sounds great to me.
Sounds great.
Everyone knows that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Mishneh
Berurah. I'm trying my best, obviously, to not have any cynicism or sarcasm in my voice. As you might be able to tell, on this particular issue, it drives me mildly crazy, and I possibly like the Taz, right? Because at least if I finish Shmona Esrei, right? If I finish Shmona Esrei, then I possibly like the Taz, because there's no suffix of Brachal of Atala, right? That's my personal psak, because I'm like, first of all, I don't like this idea that there's like this sharp division that Ashkenazim have to pretend that nothing existed before the Ramah. I just don't like that methodologically. And in this particular case, even if you did like that, not all the Ashkenazi Nosi Kalim agree with the Ramah. So it's not even like this is a settled question on the page of Shulchan Aruch. It's not like I'm digging up some shita, right? Okay. The last source that I gave you on the sheet, I gave you part of a Rebbe Ovadia, because I just wanted to give you an idea of how you sort of look up things in the 21st century. So, very quickly, Rabbi Avadya Yosef has many, many svarim, two main works of Tshuvot. One is Yabia Omer, which is his, like, life's work, which is, very, 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 very in-depth. And it's, like, if you want everything you ever wanted to know about any halakhic question, if he has a tshuva on it, that's what Yabia Omer is. Yechaveh Da'at is not like that. Yechaveh Da'at is a very good, comprehensive answer to any question he was asked, but it's very digestible because it originated as a radio show that people would call in, ask him a question, and then without preparation, he would then give you a perfectly sculpted four to five pages worth of organized Makarot with only the key 1,000 sources, you know, and not, you know, the key 17,000 sources. So,
was this in Hebrew or English?
In Hebrew.
Why did Yosef didn't speak English?
So, so that's called Ichavedat. That tshuva is Ichavedat. And if you ever want to go through a tshuva that's going to basically give you a nice summary, right? Well, that's a good place to look. And I'll just, because you don't have it in front of you, because whatever, I'll just read it, right? He was asked, Misha tabit filato baseret mei tshuva v'amar melech leif tzedakom mishpat. Melech melech mishpat. Mizkar lacha kamar brachot. Hayim chayav lachzor. Right? Okay, do you have to go back? So what do you think he does? So he says, well, look at the Gemara. Right? He quotes the Gemara. And then he says, well, the Rif, the Rush, the Rambam all say, repeat for everyone. And that is, you know, everybody. On the other stand of the equation stands who? Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, well, Rabbeinu Yonah is one person and, you know, hard to swallow. But Oive, the Rama, Paskins like it. But then he notes, as I did, he says, that's very nice. But many Ashkenazi Acharonim didn't Paskin. Right? He said, there are many Ashkenazi Acharonim who do Paskin like the Rama, like the Bach, Shalah, Mate Moshe, Magen Avram. But he says, but even amongst Acharonim, he says, first of all, amongst the Sfaradim, they Paskin like all the Rishonim. Right, because there's a difference between Melech Leif Tzedakah U'Mishpat and Amelech Mishpat, as we've talked about. Right, so he says Svardim definitely repeat. Right, and then he adds the Yerushalmi says that by Tfila we don't say Safik Brachot LaHakel. Why? Because you can't say Safik Brachot LaHakel. Why? Because if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, remember I said, what happens if you're at Vela Malshinim? And then you remember, you forgot. If you go back and you weren't supposed to, it's a bracha levatala. If you keep going and you were supposed to go back, it's a bracha levatala. And therefore he said, don't give me a Safik Brachot argument. They should paskin like the Ramah because Safik Brachot. There is no Safik Brachot. Either way you go in the middle of Shemona Esrei, is this question of Safik Brachot. And therefore, he gets very angry, and he says, I saw certain Sfardi Sidurim that said, you should paskin like the Ramah. He's like, no one should paskin like the Ramah. The Ramah shouldn't paskin like the Ramah. Kavachomer, the Sfardim should paskin like the Ramah. This is one of Rabbi Ovadia's, like, hang-ups in the world, is that many of the, some of Eidut HaMizrach, some of the Sfardi communities, do paskin like the Ramah on certain things. So here, the Ben Ish Chai paskin like the Ramah. This drove Rabbi Ovadia up the wall, right? And therefore, he paskins al kopanim lein ma'isa ein leto el arat ma'aran shulchan aruch rerov kechol haposkim rishonim achronim. We paskin like shulchan aruch, like almost all rishonim and achronim who paskin this way. The ein kan kol chash shel savik brachot lahakel, and there's no reason to be worried about savik brachot. Besikum hatoeh betfilato baseret yimei tshuva v'amar hamelech leitzakom mishpat v'makom hamelech mishpat tzarich lachzor lepelel mibirchad hashiva. Right, you have to go back. Umamshich misham v'halal al seder shel brachot atfila. V'rak im u'b'mei idur ashkenazim ein tzarech lachzor. And if you're an Ashkenazi, you don't have to. Right? But if you finish Shemona Esrei, then what does he say? Everyone should repeat. Right? Because there's no cost. Right? If you finish it, then what should you do? Rely on the Taz. Right? And just say, daven atfilat nedava al tanai. Right? So what do you have lahalacha? So if you're a Rebbe Ovadia Sfardi, you'll just say, well, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you have to repeat, and you have to go back, and that's all there is to it, and that's the simple pshat, right? If you are your standard Ashkenazi, they'll probably tell you, the Ramah says, don't go back, right? However, you have certain Sfardim who follow Ben Ish Chai, who Paskin like the Ramah, despite the fact that it's a minority view, and you have some Ashkenazim who, definitely if they finish Shemona Esrei, will repeat because they can rely on the Taz, and right, and in the middle of Shemona Esrei it's a little bit complicated because it's a Safik Brachot either way, and therefore it's not really clear what to do. Again, I think if you ask the majority of Ashkenazi Poskim, they would tell you we Paskin like the Ramah, end of story. What I wanted to show you is that if you go up to the Gemara and down to the Rishonim and even up to the Poskim on Shulchan Aruch, it's really unclear that should be the majority of you. Nevertheless, it is, you know, probably the most common view you hear on Ashkenazim. And as Mavadya notes, even some Sephardim have come to start to adopt that practice. He quotes that in certain Siddurim based on Ben Ish Chai. But those who really, really follow the Machaber, follow Shulchan Aruch, will obviously repeat. And as I said, certain Ashkenazim will also repeat, because even amongst the Ashkenazim, no Sekelem, it's not clear that we paskin like the Ramah. Definitely, if you finish one Esrei, because you have an option at hand, that allows you to have no chash of Safik Brachot at all. But again, more what I wanted to show you is methodologically how you take a sugya, right, which you probably grew up on as a given, if you want, right? I barely showed you anything, right? Here, that wasn't something that you could have constructed by finding the Siman and Shulchan Aruch, going to the Tur Beit Yosef, tracing it back to the Gemara and the Rishonim, and then back to the Shulchan Aruch and also Kelim, right? In all the Makarot that I put here, like two of them were not from those. And that's really what I wanted to show you, is that that's, if you don't know anything about a sugya and you want to find it, right, open up a Tur Beit Yosef, follow the Beit Yosef's basic references, right, and then open up a Shulchan Aruch and follow it down to the Nosei Kelim, and you will at least get 75, 80, 90% of the picture of what the different voices say, right? And then you'll be able to research a topic that way. Okay, that was really the goal. Let's say next time we'll just wrap this up, because there are a lot of nitty-gritty. So what I would say is yourself, open up a Shulchan Aruch. So what we did is, I know this is going to be terrifying, what we did is only one sif in Shulchan Aruch. This is the background to Tavkuf Bebet Aleph. There are three more sifim in this siman. These are much more nitty-gritty, right? It shouldn't take you a long time. And that's like things like, what if you remember Toch Nevibor, right? You remember within 2 seconds, what do you do, right? Things like that. And I want you just sort of look that up inside on the cheat sheet that you have. Just follow it up. But it's the next sifim in Shulchan Aruch. Right? Toch Kofi Bet, what? The cheat sheet?
What's that?
Oh, you didn't get my cheat sheet?
Here.
Here, give him the one page. Everything I said, if it was confusing to you, this is the one page cheat sheet that summarizes everything that we just saw.
Oh, I do have this.
Okay, right. So if you look, the last things, I want you to sort of wrap that up, and I'll give you some other material, and we'll go from there, okay? Just go ahead.